Well, there are challenges that a minority student faces here, a minority religious student faces here. So, for example, a couple of weeks ago was Eid, which is the largest Muslim holiday, and there are several Eids, but one of the particularly largest ones was earlier this fall. And, you know, those students aren't really allowed to take the day off of class to go home and be with their families. Now, they can talk to their professors, and if their professors are willing to renegotiate their schedules, then maybe they can miss a test or something like that. But there isn't a policy in place yet for minority religious students to request an absence for a religious holiday. Similarly, if you are Muslim or Jewish, you don't eat pork. And so when you're having events or going to events, that's something that is kind of on your mind. And TCU is sometimes great at accommodating that, but sometimes people just aren't aware that that's an issue. And when it comes to planning large events, I think just like every student group on campus, people are busy and it gets hard to make time to make, people are very busy and it gets hard to make time for things that maybe aren't particularly important to you. You know, if you're a student and you're already plugged into your own religious community and your own community service group and your own classes, you might not have time to, for example, go to MSA's Fastathon on Thursday evening. But if you're a student who's curious about the world and culture, then I encourage you to make time for these opportunities.